So this will be a brief sermon because this is a continuation lab. I've already told you all the important stuff about microscopy last time. You're just continuing off where you left off before and doing the cells stuff. Everything should be sitting out for you. Just a couple things I want to mention because I noticed that students get thrown by these. One is that one is that, what am I talking about? Let me think about what I'm talking about. So, for part of it, you have to measure cells, the size of cells, and students don't seem to understand the basics of this. Remember that when you look through a scope, what you see is a circle. What is that circle called? It's the field of view. And it always looks the same size to you, right? But it's not the same size. It depends on which objective you've chosen. In other words, it depends on magnification. Because it is some subset of the overall slide, but how much of the slide you're seeing changes as you go to different magnifications. Therefore, even though it looks the same size, the diameter changes. It has an actual diameter, right? But that's going to change on the same scope as you change objective lenses. The point here, though, is... Well, by the way, this is why you can't have a scope that has different objectives on it include a scale with numbers on it, like micrometers or whatever, because that would be meaningless when you change the objective lenses, right? It would be totally wrong units. Some of them have an actual scale, but there won't be any numbers on it because the numbers depend on what the actual diameter is. Does that make sense? Now, the point here is if you're going to try to measure the size of a cell, you need to know what the diameter is. And that's why the manual tells you what the different diameters are corresponding to each of the objective choices. All right? So let's just use a macroscopic example. If I say this is a kilometer in diameter, and there's an object in here, which for you would be a cell, but this is a huge diameter, right? I say, what's the size of this thing? Well, that really, if the only information you have is that all the way across the circle is 1 kilometer, then what you really have to do is imagine or mentally place several copies of this object end to end to see how many it would take to get all the way across. Since you know that distance, right? And in this case, it looks like it's about 5. So what's the size of the object? Right, you just divide the diameter by however many it takes to get across it. It would be 1/5 of a kilometer, right? Which would be 200 meters in this case, right? A 1,000 meters divided by 5 is 200 meters. That's all there is to it. It's just you're using a microscopic scale. It just tells you a distance, though. So all you got to do is divide that diameter by how many it looks like it would take to get all the way across. And by the way, if you start here with this one, one thing you can do to make that easy is put it right at the edge by moving your mechanical stage so that it's right at the edge. Makes it easier to try to imagine how many it would take to get all the way across. So that's really all there is to that. Just do it correctly. The other thing is that for part of it you're looking at Elodia leaf cells, which the stuff that's those leaves are in that one dish back there. And you know, you look at a typical animal cell, there's no color. It's just transparent stuff. But a plant cell, you don't have to stain it or anything because it already has pigment in it, chlorophyll, which is what makes it green looking to us. But if you look at a single plant cell, it has chloroplasts in it, some number of chloroplasts, and those look green because of the chlorophyll. But it also has a central vacuole, remember. Now, in one of the treatments that you do today, you add pure water to the environment, which is what kind of environment? Hypotonic. More watery than the cell. So water's going to go in, right? It's not only going to go into the cell, it's going to go into the central vacuole and make that central vacuole bigger within the cell. That's going to basically squash all the organelles to the edge, including all these green chloroplasts. So it will look, when you look at a bunch of cells together, which are like bricks in a wall, each brick will have a pretty vibrant green ring and then clear in between, because of that water coming in by osmosis. When you give it the opposite treatment with salt water, which is hypertonic, water leaves the cell. It leaves the central vacuole as well. And therefore, there's a lot more room for everything to spread out, which they will. And so the green won't be as vibrant. It'll be like faded green, but it will be green everywhere. And students, I find, usually aren't able to explain why it looks the way it does based on tonicity. I just wanted to explain that so you can make sense of it when you actually witness it. Other than that, let me just say one thing to everyone while I have your attention about the dissecting scopes. You use both kind of scopes today. One is that to put these things back, these doors have to be absolutely all the way open, or you won't be able to get them out or in. So when you put them back, remember that. But anyway, what I really wanted to say was there's two sets of large knobs here. This upper set, it doesn't matter which side you use, sets the magnification, which is why it has numbers on it. And you'll see that when you look through it. It'll get bigger or smaller. But the bottom set is the focus. Okay, we notice it goes up and down to change the focus. But these knobs you can twist separately from each other. And if it seems like it's hard to move, that means you need to unlock them from each other by twisting them in opposite directions. If you make it really loose, it'll just fall. But you then get to the correct focus and then make it slightly tight just to keep it in place. That's all there is to that, but that's not obvious when you first use them, so I just wanted to say it. That's it. I'll just leave this out for whoever wants to use it.